everything that you have gathered is external to you. That includes your body and your mind. The content of your mind and the content of your body is external to you. It is only the physical body which needs boundaries. Physical body must always have boundaries. You should not try to expand in a limitless way, which many people are trying these days. So physical body boundaries are a must because this is the nature of the physical. Physical exists in the universe only because of a defined boundary. If there is no defined boundary, there would be no physical. Yes, you understand what I'm saying? It is a defined boundary which the basis of all physicality in the universe. That which is not physical is limitless. If you look up in the sky in the night, oh, in New York City, you see the tallest building. Now, if you really look up in the sky, you would say you see stars. But no, stars and universes and galaxies are just small specks. It is largely empty space, which is limitless because it's nothing. If it was something, it had to have a boundary. So right now, if you deduct everything that you have gathered in your life, which is the body and all the content of the mind which you gathered, if you deduct all that, you're really nothing, but still you're there, isn't it? You're still there, but you're actually nothing. When I say nothing, to understand this nothing, you must put a hyphen between no and thing. You're not a thing. That is, you're not a physical entity. So it is today modern science is beginning to go here, and they're talking about a dark energy which is holding everything together, and everything is springing out of it and going back to it. If you transcend the limitations of your physicality, there would be no boundary, isn't it? A very technical definition for spirituality is just this, that in your experience you have transcended the limitations of the physical. Now the business world will ask, what is the point? What is the point? Why should I transcend? Whether you transcend or not, let's understand it this way. This is the most sophisticated gadget on this planet. Do you agree with me? This is the highest level of technology. Every other gadget is a small fallout from this. You're busy looking in the iPhone, but you miss the eye, which is the biggest thing, you know. So, this gadget, you are manufacturing from what? If you eat a piece of bread, it becomes that. If you eat a fruit, it becomes that. Whatever you eat, over a few hours, it transforms itself. So there is an intelligence here. There is a competence here which can make a piece of bread into a human being or the highest technological possibility with just a piece of bread or carrot or whatever. If a drop of this intelligence, even a tiny drop of this intelligence entered your conscious life, you would live magically, isn't it? Not with struggle. Life would be magical. So, this should be the core club. Go to the core of who you are. If you even get to manage to bring out even a drop of it out, you will see you will do things effortlessly. Once there is a certain ease with the way you function, that life is not a concern for you, it doesn't matter where you put you, you will do something. Once there is such a ease in your life, then you would not want to be contained in the limitations of your boundaries. The only thing will be to break all boundaries. Even now, whoever you may be, whatever you may be, you want to be something more. If that something more happens, what? Are you in talking terms with me, all of you? You want to be more and more and more. So you seem to be going in installments towards something, saying this, suppose I make you the queen or king of this planet. Will you be fulfilled? No, you will look at the stars, isn't it? So how much more will settle you for good? How much more? Infinite. What a grand ambition you have to become infinite. Fantastic, isn't it? It is truly fantastic. You want to become infinite, boundless. But what method are you using? What do you drive?
What do I drive? A Rolls Royce.
Okay. Good car. So you're driving your Rolls Royce and you want to go to the moon. So somebody, maybe the advertisement says, really gas it, you'll go to the moon. No, no, if you try very hard, you could be in the Hudson River, or you may go beyond the moon, but you will not go to the moon. To go to the moon, you need a completely different kind of vehicle. If you want to touch the infinite, physical is not the way. With physical, you can be small or big. You think you're big. If somebody bigger than you comes next to you, you become small, because physical world is always by comparison. And what's by comparison is never a true perception. It's only for survival process. So unless you touch a dimension beyond physicality, limitless expansion is out of question. You will only become endless one. Can you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and one day say infinite? No, you will only become endless counting, and that's what is happening to life. So you will see successful people are carrying graver faces than not so successful people. Not so successful people, when they come to terms with their failures and their thing, they're okay, they'll walk the beach, they'll walk the street happily, do something. Successful people are always carrying grave faces because unconsciously they know they're not getting anywhere. Their only joy is they're one step ahead of somebody else. But beyond that, nothing else is happening, because if somebody who's gone way ahead of you comes, suddenly you're small. Because the physical world is always by comparison. It's always about less or more. So if you touch a dimension beyond physicality within yourself, there are no boundaries with anything. Boundaries are the dimension of the physical. Everything that you have gathered is external to you. That includes your body and your mind. Largely empty space, which is limitless because it's nothing.